we've seen several studies in recent months about how your niceness influences your income, your career advancement, and nice guys don't necessarily finish last, but they're not finishing first either. Why?
Before we go too far down the path, I'd want to make sure that we understand that the goal for us isn't that we need to throw away being nice. It's how do we balance both and keep these in perspective. So yesterday I was with a student and he was sitting down with me and he said, you know, everybody really likes you. I just want to tell you that. It's always good to hear, right? He said, you're nice. He said, you're also kind of timid. I said, timid? He said, well, yeah, maybe that's the wrong word. Yeah, it's not timid. Maybe it's you're more reserved than I would be, and maybe that's a good thing. But that's a really interesting association. He associated nice with timid. And I don't think of myself as timid at all. I may spend more time listening than talking. That's not timid, but to him it was. Often people associate nice with timid. They don't associate nice with other characteristics that we'd want to see in a leader, like strong, courageous, willing to take a stand.
We're saying the word nice. We're using that. What does nice mean?
So often nice is associated with someone who's very considerate of other people that work around him or her and wants to take that into consideration and help each other. Somebody who's considerate about others outside of their initial work environment, their boss or their customers.
Wait, well, what I'm hearing is team player, which is the thing that it seems like everybody wants.
That's exactly right. And that team player is often associated with being nice. So the other interesting thing about this study, really, really important, is it all context matters. That in times of uncertainty, people often want a very dominant leader, someone who can really kind of take a stance. But when things are good, they want someone who's nice, who's more collaborative.
Yeah, the interesting thing is in different situations, we want to choose our leaders. We want to choose the people that advance in different ways. So the big question is, what if you're the nice guy?
First of all, I would say if you're nice, as the way we define it, a team player, that means you're going to foster more collaboration. You're going to be about trying to bring everybody together, help clarify goals so we're all on the same page. That's very good. You're going to spend more time listening and understanding than you are going to be directing and bossing people. You're going to recognize that I have a piece of the answer, but not all the answer. All great things. Here's where you want to make sure that you also stretch. You want to make sure you're not afraid to say no. That's going to be a sign of more power for you. Being able to voice your opinions or recommendations to others. That's another big one. Make decisions and stick to them. So making sure that when you have a decision, you know, you're not waffling on it. You're sticking to it. And then I would say the final one, don't be afraid to have those tough conversations. Holding people accountable. Nice people tend to stay away from those.
Brandon Smith is our resident expert on career issues like this, and he stops by most weeks to talk to us. See you next week, Brandon.
Can't wait.